when we decide to change something, how do we know that the change is for good? Yeah, I would say that it's life doesn't come with any guarantees that we will always have correct decisions. But we do know, for example, that if I look at, say, if I look at my life, if I there's 100% decision, if there's a quantity of 100 decisions that I have to make, in that maybe there are 80 decisions which I really don't know what is the best course of action in this. But I can say in 10 decisions, this is what I should do. Say, for example, I decide that I want to exercise daily. I know I should do this. And there can be 10 decisions that I know I should not do this. Like maybe say, I should not get angry with others or whatever. So I would say there are areas where change is needed and change is desired. But there are, of course, many areas where it is not, where whether change is needed also and what change is needed, we may not know that. But that doesn't necessarily mean that we can't know anything. So actually, the more we come to know ourselves. So when I act on these 10 decisions which I know I should take, and I take them positively, and 10 decisions where I know I should not do this, and I don't do it, then basically by this, my own inner world becomes clearer. It's basically something like we have conscience. Conscience is ultimately the voice of God. And as Krishna says in the Bhagavata, that he is present in the heart as the Paramatma and he guides. So every time we hear conscience, that voice becomes stronger. Every time we neglect the conscience, that voice becomes weaker. So in these 10 decisions, where I know what should be done and I start doing it, and I know I should not do it, I stop doing it, then by that I'm basically tuning into the voice of conscience instead of tuning out of it. As I tune in more and more, then in these 80 also things will become clearer. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite. I will give you the intelligence by which you can come to me. So basically just act where things are clear, and then gradually where things are unclear, we'll learn how best to act.
Yeah, because like you said, there are always two voices.